This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
You know, it's like 700,000 people have been killed by SSRI drugs alone since the year 2000. It's unreal.
The Health Ranger Report.
The drug industry has declared war on humanity, and the prostitutes in Washington are just going right along with it. They don't give a damn.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Radio host Michael Savage just issued a warning that echoes a warning I also issued a couple of weeks ago. We seem to concur on this analysis that if the left, the anti-America, anti-Trump left, manages to remove Trump from power through impeachment or some other means, because obviously that's what they are trying to do, it will set off an actual civil war. It will cause an armed response. I'll just put it that way. What I'm calling Second Amendment activation, by the way. What I envision is 10,000 plus armed Americans, patriots, converging on Washington, D.C. to defend their nation, to defend democracy, if you will, or really more accurately, the republic, because we're not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic, and that is worth defending. And if the left gets Trump out of office and pushes him out or seeks to arrest him or seeks to indict him or invent, you know, more fabricated fake collusion, fake news, fake charges, what they are saying to the American people is that this isn't a republic, this isn't a democracy, that your votes don't count, that no matter who you elect, the deep state will control who is in power. And that is a very dangerous precedent. It's beyond a constitutional crisis. It will cause an outbreak of civil war. Because the typical person who supported Trump, who cast their vote and agreed to participate in this peaceful transition of power that this democratic process supports, you know, voting instead of just having mass shootings of your enemies, you know, you go to the polling booth and you vote. And that's supposed to determine who's in power. But if the deep state and the left reject that process, then what it means is there is nothing left other than the Second Amendment to take your country back from these criminals on the left, these insane, delusional, corrupt mafia type, you know, Hillary Clinton, Loretta Lynch, Barack Obama, Eric Holder, James Comey. Every single one of them needs to be indicted and thrown in prison for their actual crimes. And yet what they're doing instead is pushing to have Trump arrested or thrown out of office for imagined crimes, for made up fake stuff, like colluding with Putin. Give me a break. He didn't collude with Putin. Not nonsense. Total fiction. But the response of the voters is not that hard to predict. It is going to end up with armed people marching on Washington. And I would imagine that some of the things they would do once they get there is mass arrests of the Senate, mass arrests of members of the House. And if they can find Obama or find Loretta Lynch, they would arrest them too. I actually see a scenario where those criminals from the Obama administration have to flee the area or go into hiding or maybe flee the country in order to avoid being arrested. Because these people, these patriotic Americans, they're fed up. They're fed up with the fake news media from the left. They're fed up with all the false allegations against Trump. They're fed up with Congress standing by and actively opposing their president instead of attempting to get something done. The American people are fed up with their paychecks being extracted and confiscated by the government to a higher and higher degree while their healthcare costs are skyrocketing out of control. The people are absolutely fed up, and that's why they voted for Trump in the first place. Their vote, this was the last effort by the people of America to say, we've got to do something really different because this corrupt system of run by the Democrats and the establishment rhinos is not working. And so Trump is the last ditch effort. And I said this even before the election. And by the way, I publicly and repeatedly predicted Trump would win. I knew it and I talked about it. It's on the record. I talked about Trump winning before the election. I said he was going to win. I said that we the people are going to take this country back. And now I'm telling you what I see next, which is if the left continues to pursue this attempt to destroy Trump, I see a civil war breaking out. And if it does, the left will lose badly. The left will lose that civil war for the simple reason that they are mostly cry bullies and snowflakes. They do not have any real determination when it comes to combat. They don't know how to fight. They don't know how to shoot. They don't know how to make it through a tough day. They are such pampered, you know, easy living snowflakes. They will fold almost immediately if actual combat breaks out. And I also see that most of the military would be on the side of the Patriots. Now, there might be a split in the military. There might be certain factions, such as those based in California and so on, that could go Democrat or basically anti-America, that would try to wage a coup. Because look, that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about right now a so-called soft coup, but it could go hard coup from the left at any moment or an attempted coup. But most of the military is going to side with America for the simple reason that most of the military personnel are from states like Texas. Texas contributes more people to the military than any other state by far. And most military people, and I know a lot of them, are pro-Trump, pro-America, pro-Constitution, pro-Second Amendment, pro-Founding Fathers. They are not the cry bully snowflakes of the left. And no, they don't like transgenders in the military, by the way. Most soldiers hate that fact. I was just talking to a couple of veterans the other day. They said, no, they don't even want women on the front lines because the enemy targets the women, knowing that if they kill the women, it has a devastating psychological impact on the rest of the men who naturally want to protect women. And that's why women get specifically targeted by the enemy. So allowing women on the front lines just makes them a target for the enemy for psychological reasons. I mean, more of a target than a man. So look, this thing could go hot very quickly, especially with Robert Mueller, the special counsel, having an unlimited budget to investigate anything, even when there's no crime at all. He can investigate anything going back unlimited time. He could seek obstruction of justice charges against Trump or Jared Kushner or Steve Bannon or anybody else. And Mueller, of course, is hiring a bunch of Democrat donors to be the investigators. And he's friends with James Comey. Mueller has to go. Mueller has to be fired. Mueller is the opposition against Trump. And the Republicans that put Mueller into this special counsel position, their goal was also to oust Trump because they're part of the deep state Republican establishment. So basically, you've got this entire system against Trump, but the people are for Trump. And the people of America, when it comes down to it, if they see that their democracy, so to speak, is being stripped away from them, and that they have no more choice, that it's over, unless they pick up their rifles, believe me, they will pick up their rifles, and they will march on Washington, and they will seize control of their country to restore democracy, to restore the republic, and they will seek the mass arrest. And I wouldn't be surprised if they occupy and take over the headquarters of the Washington Post, or even CNN in Atlanta, or the New York Times in New York. I mean, who knows? Because the media propaganda outlets are anti-America and they're working for the left. They are really the heads of the left-wing fascist, the anti-American left that hates election outcomes unless they win them. So all of this is in the realm of possibility. And I'm just telling you, you better be ready for this possibility because every day, it looks more and more likely that this could happen. Every day. And it's not going to be pretty. And if a civil war actually breaks out in America, you could see the United Nations brought into this. You could actually see UN troops coming in and occupying America, probably led by Barack Obama in an attempt to overthrow Trump using international forces. And I can see basically the American patriots turned into, you know, the Viet Cong to defend their land against enemy occupying forces from the United Nations. We're talking about an all-out war with the UN troops on American soil. That is a possibility at this point. Obviously, we hope it doesn't come to that, but the left keeps pushing us in that direction. They think that they can just get Trump out of office without consequence. They think they can just nullify democracy, nullify elections, that they can just silence the voice of all the people without consequence. They are so wrong. And Michael Savage is absolutely right on this point. And I think even Krautheimer, has warned about this on Fox as well. This is coming. The left is pushing us towards civil war, leaving actual Americans, hardworking Americans, patriotic Americans, really no other options. We tried democracy. And if you nullify our votes and you nullify our elections, what does it leave? Second Amendment. That is why the Second Amendment was written into the Bill of Rights by our founders, by the way. It is the last-ditch immune system against the cancer of corrupt government. That's what it is there for. We may be approaching the moment that the Second Amendment was written for, which is to allow the people to take back their country from the corrupt deep state and the criminal mafia of an elite political class that thinks that the voters don't count. So hold on to your hats, folks. And if you're not ready for this, if you don't have a means of self-defense, you're already behind the curve. You better get ready. I'm telling you, I'm warning you. I predicted the Trump victory. I predicted the dot-com crash in 2001. I predicted the housing crash. I warned people about it ahead of time. I'm warning today about the coming stock market crash. And I'm warning you now that civil war is an increasing likelihood in America. Let's hope we avoid it. But if we don't avoid it, it's going to be brutal. It's going to be bloody. There are going to be mass casualties, mass chaos. It's going to be a fight for your life, a fight for your country. And when it comes down to it, I say, defend your nation against traitors. Defend your nation because America is worth defending. And it's time to take it back from these lawless, insane, delusional, communist-oriented leftists who literally want to destroy this country and seize it for themselves while impoverishing everyone, taking away all your guns, and imprisoning all patriots or executing them. This is what they want. And we, the people, are probably going to have to stop them. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, for NewsTarget.com.
Learn more at HealthRangerReport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.